Well, it started with this one studio session, and I think that's usually how relationships will be started. It's just the first session, okay. and the success of that session will probably determine your trajectory
with
the artist.
Was that as a writer or as a singer?
It was as a writer, yeah. Okay. I was writing with in a session with her and Nick Jonas.
Okay.
And ended up on the other end writing a song when she wasn't in the room called Honeymoon Avenue that she ended up loving for her project.
Right.
Ended up doing another song called Daydreaming on that same project. And I think we just kind of connected on a sound, and I identified very early on what she liked about my songwriting and what she was trying to do, and she had this vintage sound that she wanted to attach to, like this kind of 60s, a little bit doo-wop, I had a really special connection to that particular sound from growing up listening to The Temptations with my grandma and old school music.
Right.
So I think it just ended up being a star alignment, kind of perfect match. And on top of that, we ended up being really great friends, regardless of the music.
Right.
So I think it gave me a lot of insight on subject matter in our work environment.
Right.
So it's just kind of a nice duality
that we have. Well, like in the panel, you said that Ariana had, said, like to say thank you next,
and so
that you caught on that because you're her good friend, you know that.
Right. It definitely takes a lot of context clues to piece together something that feels personal to the artist. And maybe you could even do it with someone that you don't know as much as I know Ariana, with, reading up on a artist. Instagram now, see what they're going through. It takes a certain amount of research to be relatable to what they want to say and
So you've been involved with co-writing with everyone of Realms, right?
Yes.
So let's say, you did the first album and with Jonas and stuff, and then so with each album, Did she just say, hey, it's time to, I need some songs now? Or how would that go with each album?
I think it's a matter of availability and ease.
Uh-huh.
Because as friends, we would be spending time together. And a lot of the fun activity that we would spend our time doing is music, because we love to do it so much.
Uh-huh.
So I think it just felt kind of natural for us to begin each project together. And usually it's before or immediately after the album, that the prior album has dropped. So she doesn't have any dead time where she's like, I want to take a vacation and then start this project. It's literally now, And I think it just works with us being friends and always together and doing the things that we love. Some friends go bowling together, some friends go golfing, some friends go to the skating rink, we go to the studio.